I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is Saturday, April 13th.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Saturday, the
Hell
13th.
Yeah. 7 days till 420.
Sweet. We're going to light it up.
Dude.
Today. So, oh, wait.
Yeah. Luckily, we're recording outlaw style in the store right now.
Totally.
Luckily, there's nobody in here, so we can say stuff like that.
Yeah, we're downstairs today because we're Meggie-less.
Yeah,
aww,
yeah.
Meggie-less. It's been a sad day.
Some kind of con, right?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. She's selling her wares.
Sweet.
Yeah. Hope she makes lots of money.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
We're making lots of money today, too.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
It's been busy. Finally empty.
Yeah.
So we're going to swear fuck shit lots.
Yeah, oh, hell damn ass.
I think I said that in a really bad order. We're not going to do that, personally.
You got to work your way up to fuck.
Yeah,
you got to start
right.
with, like, heck and darn.
Oh, heck and darn. Is that working our way up?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is the least offensive. Sometimes kids still aren't allowed to say that kind of stuff because they know what it means. Like, heck means hell and darn means damn.
Oh, the super Christian household.
Yeah, yeah. I knew kids who would get in trouble for saying heck when I was a kid. This is crazy. Like, I'm sure they're fucking lunatics now as adults. Like, I'm sure they didn't turn out well.
I thought you lived in, like, the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to know kids brothers who lived down the street from me who had to call their mom and dad sir and ma'am. And we're like 8 or 10 or something. And they're like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Like, it's fucking weird. Even as a kid, I was like, this is weird, man.
they're the ones that get, like, scorned all the time.
Yeah,
for, like,
possibly. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Even always for saying, oh, God.
Yeah. And those kids, I think Sean and Jason, man, I think they would get in trouble for saying heck and darn. Yeah. But they also had cable, so I would go hang out there all the time.
Watch that scrambled porn channel.
Yeah, cable and good snacks.
Nice.
We were over there constantly.
They have the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah, I'd haul all my Legos and G.I. Joes over there.
Capri Suns,
yeah.
The good flavor.
I also knew a kid who wasn't allowed to have a Nerf, like bow and arrows, because it resembled guns. And now
a bow and arrow resembles a gun?
Yeah, I had this Nerf thing that shot Nerf arrows, and I was going over to his house, and they wouldn't let me bring my Nerf thing into his house.
You had to leave it on the front doorstep?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And guess what that guy got super into in his 30s?
Guns?
Yeah,
oh,
he's got like
80
guns
that.
Now.
I was going online on, like, on Amazon to buy a costume for Free Comic Book Day,
oh,
which
nice.
Is coming
yeah.
up Saturday, May 4th, guys.
Right.
And I was just going to buy like a Star Wars gun,
mm-hmm.
like just a, and they were all white and orange.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They can't look it, but I thought you could still buy like the guns that had like the, you know, orange tips on them at least.
Yeah, right.
No, apparently you have to buy the guns and then spray paint them black yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking society
yeah.
is it coming to.
Well, I think it's because cops kept killing kids who were holding toy guns. So I think it's, we should blame the guys with the real guns for that.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They're going to shoot me if I'm wearing a Star Wars costume.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they are very easily scared these days.
That's true.
The most easily frightened segment of society and the most heavily armed.
She's just like Princess Leia. Quick shooter!
Yeah. We had some cops come out to the apartment building the other night because somebody threw one of those giant water jugs off the roof. And when it landed from the fifth floor, it sounded like a gunshot. So the guys across the street unloading the trucks at the Whole Foods called the cops, and the cops came. And I was like, hey, do you think maybe whoever threw that is probably still in here? So would you guys mind maybe we could go like check the balconies and stuff if they're in there? And one of the cops just goes, I don't do the dark.
What?
You have a fucking flashlight.
I don't do the dark.
Horrible coward. And this is at like 3 o'clock in the morning when it's dark outside. She just said she's scared of the dark.
Oh my God. We have the most useless police on the planet.
I think maybe that's why we enjoy getting lost in a fantasy world of super powered crime fighters so much.
Probably. For sure.
Yeah. Well.
Speaking of, we did have some books that came out this week. Some of them were pretty dark, too.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll just go into that one first, I guess.
Yeah, you want to do the new Brian Azzarello?
Yes, Maria Lovelet? Mm-hmm. Lovelet. We'll just, I think that's right. This one is called Faithless. This was a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Controversial book this week.
Yeah, it's like an adult-themed sort of magic fantasy series, right?
Yeah.
I didn't read it. I just flipped through it, and I saw that there was like some nudity and some sex scenes, and I was like, I'm not sure if I'm ready for like horny Brian Azzarello. I love Azzarello, but I don't know if I'm ready for horny Azzarello.
Well, people were already mad at Azzarello because of the whole bat dick situation still.
Oh, right. That was probably his call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely his call.
I didn't connect the two things. He's really in, like, a nudity phase of his career right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's always been pretty dark.
Yeah, there was a bunch of nudity in 100 Bullets.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And shootings and killings and all of that. I mean, he's never been, like, a safe writer before.
That's true.
I don't know why people all of a sudden were like, oh, that Azzarello, you know, he's really gone off the deep end. I'm he's never been, like, a homebody type. I don't know. He's just never been that type of writer.
Especially his creator-owned stuff.
Yeah. So I thought it was a little weird when people are like, oh, that Azzarello, you know. So anyways, but this is, like, Boom has never been known for, I guess, really. Well, recently, I would say Boom hasn't been known for, like, dark books.
Yeah, I associate them more with, like, late teen, like, fun kind of action stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just their name, because it's, like, Boom! Exclamation point.
Well, it's funny. I think we all forget that Boom originally had, like, some really shitty, like, very violent books.
Really?
In the beginning.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's because they wanted to brain wipe you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, this book, and they also had a very explicit cover variant, which they did black, you know, cover it, so you can't see it. But Tula Lote did it, and it is explicit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
It really is.
It's
very
sexy. And then there's a Paul Pope cover that's also pretty explicit as well. It's two ladies taking a blood shower together.
Yeah, all the covers were pretty sexy. Was the other one somebody good that did the cover with the black background? It wasn't Libermejo. Man, now I can't remember who it was.
Oh, I think it is Libra Bermejo.
Okay, you know what? I think you're right. Yeah. It was Bermejo. It was
who
buddies. Rules.
They're buddies, you know. They did the Batman Damned together.
True.
And, Joker.
Yep.
Which we were just talking about actually in the store.
Yeah.
We think a lady was in here searching for it.
Maybe. It was hard to decipher what she was talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. So sometimes that happens.
Japan-only Joker story that just came out. But was going to come out early.
But maybe just in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
It could have just been a Japanese translation.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Might have just been a picture that she saw on the internet of the Joker with a kanji tattoo on his forehead. The Jared Leto Joker. But it says damaged in kanji instead.
Oh, God. Probably. So, yeah, this is a sexy book. Definitely not for under 18. Mm-hmm. It starts off with a masturbation scene.
Uh-huh.
So gets right into it. What I find funny about this book is it's hard. And being like a writer or going into writing myself recently, trying to write young is really hard.
Yeah. And especially, I mean, Brian Azzarello is probably like, what, in his late 40s?
Oh, no. 50s?
It's like an older dude writing like a young woman character.
Yeah.
That could be tricky. You got to be a pretty good writer to pull that off.
Yeah. And luckily he does have Maria Lovelet to probably help him do this. So it's not horrible. But there's definitely some like catchy words in here that you like, you wince a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess people talk like this. I always make fun of people that talk like this.
Yeah. Like people that still say like metrosexual and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're like about 10 to 12 years behind.
Yeah.
Which, and I say that as somebody who's probably 3 to 5 years behind. I realize that. I ride the bus sometimes and I hear kids saying stuff I don't understand.
Right. All the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's like, you know, words like creeping on you. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just stuff like there's just certain phrases and like words that I'm just like, I don't think people say that anymore. But I don't know. Then the 90s are coming back and maybe people are saying things that they hear in Clueless.
Yeah, totally. And maybe like in different parts of the country, there's different regional slangs.
Sure.
As long as it's not like terribly offensive. Like the worst is when it's like a clearly like an older white man writing like a younger black character.
Yes.
And it's like, ooh, slam dunk, brother man.
Oh, no.
Come on. Please, yeah. No more.
I do appreciate that he is using like all types of people in this comic, yeah. Like right away. So that's nice. And they do look like young, hip characters. Mm-hmm. And he does use some fun jokes. So it's about a girl, basically, she's trying to do like magic spells in the very opening of the book. And none of her friends believe in it. They all just think it's crap. He literally calls one of the characters calls her Hermione. It's a fun joke, yeah. And it's cute.
And we're talking about like not like sleight of hand, like this is
no,
your
like
power
actual
magic.
Magic.
But, like, oh, cool,
yeah,
okay.
She's like. She's making magic spells like in her sketchbook.
Oh, like drawing the like, magic, like summoning circles.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like summoning circles. Cool. Yeah, and she doesn't really believe in it. It doesn't seem mm-hmm. like you know. She's just like drawing them out of other magic books and like putting them together and you know, kind of just playing around with it. And then she meets another girl. She like dumps her coffee on her, mm-hmm. And that's kind of how they meet. And she asks if she can buy her another coffee. The girl ends up just leaving instead, so she doesn't need any more coffee. But I don't really know why she was going into the coffee shop.
Oh, interesting. She doesn't even buy a cup of coffee.
No.
She spills coffee
she just spills
on someone
coffee.
And leaves.
Yeah. Wow. And then by happenstance, they go outside. The boyfriend of the girl who just got coffee spilled on her, mm-hmm. Like runs up to her and is like trying to get back together with her, ends up like grabbing her arm like really hard. Mm-hmm. And the other girl like intervenes.
Oh, nice.
And makes him like go away. And like when she grabs the other girl's hand to make him go away, it's like something kind of like jolts in between them. So maybe some kind of magic is happening between the two. Mm-hmm. And they end up like walking out together and going to get an actual drink of alcohol. So like a relationship starts forming between them and some kind of, you know, something like a spark is happening between them.
Yeah.
And they see the guy later on the TV while they're in the bar on the roof.
Ah, whoa.
Yeah, of the place. And the girl who was the boyfriend doesn't seem very concerned.
Yeah.
But the other girl's like very upset about it.
Yeah, because clearly they made this happen. Right?
Yeah, or something. Maybe, yeah. Like, but she seems concerned. She's like, "Aren't you concerned?" She's like, "Eh."
Interesting.
And he ends up jumping to his death. Without spoiling anything else, like further, there's a lot more stuff happens. They end up getting together. Blah blah blah. Weird shit starts happening.
So maybe magic is real.
Maybe magic is real.
And maybe the combination of these two people made it even more real or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Some evil, and maybe some evil as well. Some dark magic.
Ooh, okay.
I will say. There's also like some people that were really like complaining about this book because it's called Faithless. They were kind of like talking about like, does this have to do with God or I don't know. They were, like, getting on it about, like, having to do with, like, Christianity and stuff. And I was like, this has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, we're worried that this book about sex witches is not going to be Christian enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, guys.
I don't think it has anything to do with that at all.
Yeah.
It has nothing, well, so far it has nothing to do with, like, Satan or anything. Yeah. Literally, they're just, like, making spells. It's fiction. Get over it.
Yeah.
It was a good story so far.
Even if it does, there are already literally comics called Hellboy and the Demon. Like, guys, maybe focus on that stuff instead.
Yeah.
Or just don't. Just stop reading comics if you're upset by that.
Yeah. And maybe this comic isn't just not for you.
Yeah. We have graphic adaptations of the Bible. That's your thing. The Book of Mormon as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Go pick up Mike Allred's Book of the Mormon.
Yeah.
And check that out. It's also super weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Book of Mormon itself is like weird.
Yeah, it is. And I haven't read. Yeah,
not any weirder than any other.
Yeah, have you ever read the Book of the Mormon?
No.
You should read it.
I almost got a free one once because those guys came to the door and they were like, "We're giving you." And I was like, "I mean, I don't want to buy one from you, but if you're trying to get rid of them, I guess I'll take it." And they were like, "Well, I think we might get in trouble if we did that."
Really?
Like,
oh, they
guys,
just gave me one for free.
Oh, wow.
And then I read. Well, I didn't read like the whole thing, but I read like the first like half of it. I just like highlighted all the things I thought was wrong with it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came back like a week later. This is at my high school, by the way. And I was really high. And then they came back and I just like handed it back to them and they got really upset about it.
Yeah. Well, that's part of their whole thing.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I mean, they were only like 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riding bicycles around wearing ties.
Yeah, yeah. It was really hot, too, to do that. Anyways, maybe don't give this to your local Mormon chapter.
Faithless number one, for sure, not an all-ages book.
Or Mormon approved.
Yeah.
What else did we read?
You want to do the big image one that was getting got a huge push in the last couple months.
It also has my name on it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's
fair
not.
Lady?
Yes, I am a fair lady.
I knew you as Jessica.
It has Baldoni.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You didn't even notice.
No.
People keep asking me if this is my book. I'm like, yes, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Fair Lady number one from Image Comics.
Brian Shermer, Claudia Baldoni, and Marissa Louise is the colorist. So this does have a big push. They're doing Brian is local.
Yep.
He lives in San Francisco.
Cool.
And he will be doing a signing here on April 27th.
Nice.
So make sure you guys come by. This is a fantasy noir comic.
Yeah. And it's got a cool kind of like a sci-fi element to it. At least the first story. So the first issue is like a complete self-contained mystery almost.
Yeah.
But then they leave it kind of open-ended for more stuff. So I'm curious to see whether the whole series is like that, where each issue is kind of its own story.
Yeah.
Or whether it's a full-on, like, ongoing, which I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be, like, each one kind of like Stumptown.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way.
Where they solve an individual case that lead to, like, a larger conclusion eventually.
I feel like that's what it's going to be. Which I like.
Yeah, it takes place in like a sort of like a fantasy world, medieval-ish, but like also crazy alien races and stuff.
Yeah.
And it takes place in the aftermath of like some giant war where after the war ended, the army was disbanded and a lot of the military members became like these sort of investigators called fairmen, except for this one main character who disguised herself as a man in order to fight in the war and is this world's only fair lady. So she's like a female investigator and she's the only one.
Yeah, who ends up having to take like the crappy jobs.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because she's a lady. I'm guessing that's why.
Yeah.
I love comics with maps.
Me too, yeah.
And books with maps. I just like maps.
Yeah.
It tells you more info.
It really does. Anytime, like, it's nice to see that the creators have put some thought into the world where this story takes place.
Yeah, like world building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has a sidekick, this giant sort of like feline type anthropomorphic guy. And this book reminded me a lot of Copperhead, which was like a space western that I really loved about a female sheriff who had this giant kind of like capybara looking sidekick guy. And that was like a great book. And then they switched artists and never really got back on track after the artist switch.
Yeah.
But then hasn't come out in a long time. And I like really missed it. And then so when I saw Fair Lady, when we got the ash can, I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like,
yeah.
Lady investigator with a big animal guy sidekick. I'm into it.
Yeah. It is. It's similar to that for sure. I like to like on the map, there's like it kind of gives you clues about the world.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like almost like a giant body, like armor.
Yeah,
almost.
Or like a big robot that's now decayed.
Yeah.
And they live inside of it.
So that's probably part of the war that happened, maybe. So maybe they fought giant robots at one point.
There's like one single giant colossus that they had to take down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They built their cities inside of its huge corpse.
Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely, it gives you a hint. We're going to find more about that later. So it gives you little hints along the way too.
And it's one of those cool stories where like it starts off as a very simple, like she's going to collect a debt.
Yeah.
And then, the person that she's supposed to collect the debt from has gone missing. Now she's got to go find the person. And the person was maybe kidnapped. So she maybe got to go find the kidnapper. It's one of those sort of progresses and like gets larger in scope as the story goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The only thing, like my only gripe about it was like these big panels where there's nothing on the pages.
I hope
they like fill them out a little bit more.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the only thing.
It kind of felt like they were going for like a tension building thing, but I agree it wasn't like the best use of the space on the page necessarily.
Yeah. So I hope that gets filled out later. Maybe it was just like a layout mistake, or maybe they didn't have enough pages to fill in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something. But like the rest of it was really nice.
Yeah.
I love the design of the characters. I thought those looked great. They worked on another book, the Black Jack Ketchum, before.
Oh, that was them?
That was okay. them, too. Yeah, and she's really developed her style a lot yeah. more since then, too. So, yeah, I really like that.
And there's sort of a snippets of, like, a diary that pop in every once in a while as, like, a narrator with, like, cool scripts. Like, even, like, yeah, the lettering clearly has a lot of thought put into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And some cool photos of, like, they do, like, the crime scene thing where they point out various things in the crime scene that let you know what the inspector's looking at.
Yeah.
Instead of having dialogue boxes where she's like, I'm looking at clues.
Yeah.
They, like, point it out to you, which is really great to see.
Yeah, sure. I think that's...
Yeah, Fairly Lady number one. Definitely going to keep up with this series.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're going to have Brian Shermer in to sign stuff.
Yeah, so make sure you guys come by April 27th at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
For that. We have lots of copies. We have two more for you, both from Marvel. Mm-hmm. I have Star Wars Age of Rebellion. This has been going on forever, but this one was cool because it was Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
So this was basically a story of how Princess Leia goes to rescue Han when he's been captured by Jabba.
Okay, gotta get him out of that carbonite.
So her and Lando and Chewie are just like making their plans on how to rescue him, which I thought was really cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're basically just running around together, kicking bounty hunters' butts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just figuring out the plan.
Yeah, that's a good team.
It is a really good team.
Oh, is it a black chrysanthemum? Oh, no, that's
Chewie.
No, okay.
No,
it's just Chewie.
Chewie
in a shadow.
And all of the bounty hunters that you don't really get to see too much of. Like,
yeah.
And when she's wearing like her Boosh outfit, which is awesome, and I'd love to cosplay someday if I had any skill whatsoever in cosplaying. I want to build that helmet. It looks so awesome. So you can see that lizard guy. If I was really a cool Star Wars person, I would know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, Lizard Head Man.
Yeah, Lizard Head Man that we see in some scenes in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible. And then three-eyed guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three-eyed sort of looks like a slug a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're both in it. The one's from the bar.
Yeah.
That we see in the bar. Yeah, so they go beat them up for information, like how to get into Jabba's palace. Yeah. So that's what they do. That's pretty much all it is.
The first issue of that storyline?
No, it's just one issue.
Like right in the
middle. It's just one and done.
Oh, okay. I get you.
Yeah, all of these Age of Rebellions have just been a one and done.
Oh, that's like a little bit of background info on the events that we already know have taken place in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So they
fleshing
just like
out the world a little bit.
Yeah, they capture like a bunch of people to like take to Jabba's palace, basically. And I guess, did they have Chewie at some point? I think they did. These bounty hunters had Chewie. And so then she captures Chewie back, takes him, and then she's taking him to Jabba's palace, you know.
Cool.
Yep. That was pretty cool. And then I did read this in the background. They have a whole backup story, a little article in the back about Princess Leia and like what she meant to everybody.
Yeah.
And if you read this, you will cry, as I did. I like barely got through it, and I was just like, moo.
Yeah.
And then we'll also talk about the Star Wars preview
later
on.
Speaking of
Princess Leia. But definitely check that out. The art's really good as well. Chris Sprouse did the art. Greg Pak wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a friend of the store, Tamara Bonvillain, did the color.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. One of the best colorists in the game.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. The other Marvel one I did this week, I read Symbiote Spider-Man number one by Peter David, drawn by Greg Land. Mostly because I have a soft spot for the symbiote suit. That's the only reason that I know the word. Well, when I first learned the word symbiote was through a Spider-Man comic, so I'll always be like, okay, thank you for teaching me about an important concept. And I guess this is kind of like it takes place immediately after Peter Parker gets the symbiote suit, but before they really know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story of centered around Mysterio trying to like establish himself as a major villain in this world. Like it shows Mysterio, out of costume, sitting down with one of his friends, and his friend is like an accountant for Kingpin, and he's saying like, "Hey, friend, I got a plan to like become a major guy like Kingpin." And his friend's like, "Come on, dude, you're not like that. You're not that kind of person. Like, have you ever even killed anybody?" And he's like, "Yeah, I've killed people." And he's like, "Oh yeah, like who?" And he's like, "You wouldn't know her. She goes to a different school." And, So it sort of shows like Mysterio is this guy who's trying to become a supervillain because he sees that as like his only chance to be successful, you know?
Did they make him look like Jake Gyllenhaal?
A little bit, not significantly though. Okay. No.
Yeah, and surprised. I mean,
it's got blue eyes. Okay, it's okay. Black hair. So mm-hmm. like it's similar
a little
features.
Bit. Yeah.
And then it's kind of cool. It's like, and you also get to see Peter Parker with his symbiote suit, and it's when he's what's the Black Cat's real name?
Felicia.
Felicia. So it's when they're together. Okay. And she sees the suit go on him, and Peter's like, "Yeah, it's some kind of alien fabric," and she's like, "Nah, that thing's alive." And he's like, "No, it's not. It's just a fabric." And she's like, "All right, man." So it, like, foreshadows that a little bit in a way that's kind of fun. And then you see like. So I guess I can give it away. Like the bank robbery kind of goes wrong in a way that makes Mysterio feel super guilty and mm-hmm. makes him into even more of a villain. And then you also get to see Peter Parker beating up Mysterio in a way that the old Spider-Man probably wouldn't. So you kind of see the symbiote starting to creep in and make him a little more sinister. Mm-hmm, so if you're a fan of Spider-Man, specifically the black suit Spider-Man, this is a nice little like side story. That adds a little color and flavor to that like storyline, and I don't know if they're going to keep going. I don't know if it's like
a
one shot.
I think it's just a one shot.
Okay,
I think. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's cool. It like shows the relationship between Spider-Man and the suit, and Spider-Man and one of his main villains, and like a little bit of his main villain's origin story.
Yeah,
and sort of fleshes out Mysterio as a character too.
Yeah,
as like a real person behind the giant scary helmet.
I wonder if we're going to see the black costume then in. New movie and Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would make sense in terms of the timeline.
What is that movie called? I can never remember. Homecoming is the other one.
Two?
It's not Homecoming 2. Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's why
I would like that.
It up because there's still home in the title. Like, just change that.
Yeah. That'd be a nice palate cleanser after that horrible Venom movie. If we got a good black suit.
Ugh. Oh, I wonder if they can even use the black suit, or does Sony still own the black suit?
Well, they didn't use the logo on it.
They didn't.
So maybe as a non-Batman or a non-Spider-Man character. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe. We know that Carnage is going to be in the next Venom movie, so they still own Carnage. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'd like... God, that sucks for Marvel. Have to like fully get permission from Sony to use their own characters when Sony does such a poor job at it.
Yeah, it's like, listen, guys, you know you're going to blow it.
Yeah.
Can we just give you like maybe a cut of the money from the good movie instead of you keeping all of the money from your bad movie?
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about more of that. Let's take a quick break and then get back to some news.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend and rate and review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Or come visit us at the store at Escapist Comics. We're located at 3090 Claremont Ave in Berkeley, California.
Or you can find us online at escapistcomics.com or on Twitter at Escapist Comics, or send us an email at hello@escapistcomics.com. Put podcast in the subject line.
You can find Jesse on Twitter or Instagram at JesseTheHead.
And you can find Jessica on Twitter at VioletsVictory or on Instagram at JessaRossi.
And we're back.
Yeah, sweet.
Cool. Cool
took
break.
Took care of some business on the break.
Yeah.
Rang up some customers. Did some store stuff.
Store stuff. Now we're going to do some news.
Yeah. There was a lot to it. I guess the main one.
Is Star Wars.
Yeah, the Skywalker. What's it called?
Return.
Skywalker Go trailer. Super Skywalker Man.
Skywalker... Return of Skywalker? No, that's not what it's called.
Yeah, but yeah,
something's
Path to Skywalker.
No, that's not it either. It's the worst. It's literally the worst title.
Yeah, all I remember is the Skywalker part.
Star Wars.
Return of Skywalker.
No, it's Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, everyone hates the name. They couldn't have made a worse name for that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could have. It could be worse. It could be like Jar Jar Return.
Yeah, that's true.
Return of the Binks.
The fourth prequel.
Yeah.
Another one. Only pod racing. Entirely pod racing.
I like the pod
time.
Racing.
Yeah.
It's like the only part that's good.
Yeah. Well, for me, the Darth Maul's sweet lightsaber is the only
part's not so bad either.
Yeah. Cool.
It's good. Like, it's cool to have a double-sided.
He's just an extremely one-dimensional character. He's just a scary lightsaber man.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, fine, dude, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he has no voice. Like, what's the... Did he talk? I don't think he ever really did. Barely ever. He talks like twice, maybe. Okay. He talks in the third in the newest Star Wars movie too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, the show. Okay.
Yeah, he was like the secret scene or whatever.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't see that.
Or the very end, I guess. Not even a secret. So lots of things happen in that preview, including Emperor Palpatine's voice.
You can kind of hear him laughing at the end,
yeah,
right?
And he established
that's who it is.
Yeah. Well, because he shows up at the party, big Star Wars party that just happened in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, they have that Star Wars celebration, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays him, who's not dead.
Right, he's 74. Which is kind of surprising because in the, what was that? Like, I thought it was like the mid 80s. He looked like he was 80.
Yeah.
And now.
It's just really good makeup.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then in the prequels, he came back too. He was still alive.
Right,
in there.
Yeah.
And that was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And he still looked pretty good then, but he still looked old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Christopher Lee died.
Okay. Yeah. Was he the guy that hated being in Star Wars? That was mad about it?
Probably.
The C-3PO guy?
Oh, no. That's it. Okay. He's still alive, too.
Okay. Yeah. He probably wasn't at the party.
No, yeah. Probably not.
He is mad about making too much money from doing a thing that he didn't have fun doing. Give me a break, Doug. Come on.
He's cool. And then also Hayden Christensen is reported to return as well. There's pictures.
Because there is a scene of Rey hugging Leia.
Right.
So it's kind of implied. And they stat like in the books and comics and stuff, they show that the force users go when you die, you go to sort of force heaven.
Well, Leia's still alive. She didn't die in that last
movie. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm thinking, jeez. In real life.
Yeah. It's real. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I watched a preview and I cried.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen is dead. I mean, not in real life, but in the movies, we know Darth Vader is dead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He died. I hated when they replaced his old body with the Hayden Christensen ghost.
Yeah, that was lame.
Fuck you, Lucas, for doing that.
Yeah.
Because, God, that rat tail's awful.
It
Please
really
stop.
Is.
But now, in these other pictures, he has this faux hawk.
Yeah, he just goes through a series of bad hairstyles.
Yeah, though I'd rather have the faux hawk than the rat tail. God, that fucking Jedi rat tail.
Maybe that's how you know they're about to go to the dark side. It's like they have a shitty haircut. It's like, oh, look at this guy. He's got the mutton chops. Oh, no.
He's
for sure going to the dark side. Mutton chops are all right compared to a faux hawk. I'll take mutton chops over a faux hawk any day.
There's this new beard where you do a circle around.
Ooh, no. Yeah. Yeah. Steven Seagal has one of those.
Yeah, not
like
good.
Like a real thick goatee.
Yeah, thick goatee with a circle.
Ooh. Or if a guy has the very thin, pencil chin strap.
Oh, well, that's obviously.
Ooh, you're already bad.
Definitely bad.
They wouldn't even let you into the Jedi Academy with one of those.
No. I just don't know how Hayden Christensen is going to come back. Can you get a ghost haircut?
Maybe. I mean, when Yoda when they appear as ghosts, they just look like they did when they died.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
See, you wouldn't change your hairstyle. Maybe you can, though. Maybe you can control how your projection looks with your force powers or something.
You're a fancy Jedi ghost?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, sure. We don't make the Jedi rules.
Yeah, that's true.
He's going to age as a ghost, too.
Yeah.
He does look better, I'll say. And he hasn't been in a movie in a while.
Yeah, Obi-Wan and Grandpa Anakin appear. They look the same.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah, maybe if you're super vain like Anakin is, you can you can change your appearance. Maybe make yourself taller.
Yeah. Maybe J.J. Abrams will make him act better, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. The ultimate use of the Force.
Hooray!
Force Hayden Christensen to use facial expressions.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, also in Marvel news, bunch of Disney Plus shows. Disney Plus isn't even a thing yet, but it will be later this year, I guess.
Is it? We know for sure that that's when it's going to be available?
Later this year?
Yeah.
I'm just making that
and
up.
That's like their streaming thing,
that's
right?
Their streaming
subscription
service.
Based.
Yeah, I think it's later this year. Three shows have been added. The Vision and Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
Winter Soldier and Falcon. And Hawkman.
Cool.
And it's all going to be the cast from The Avengers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paying the movie actors to do the series, huh?
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it'll be mini series, so it's not going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
But it's just like they do in England. They just have Sherlock.
Yeah, it was like six episodes.
Yeah. Also, we know now that Kate Bishop will be part of Hawkman.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeremy Renner will be training this Kate Bishop.
Better get out there and snap up those Young Avengers 1, 6, and 12s.
Is that what it is? 1, 6, and 12?
Yeah, I only know that because I was just reading about it 5 minutes ago.
I was like, damn, you're really good on that, Jesse.
So 1 is her very first appearance.
Okay.
6 is her first appearance training as Hawkeye, mm-hmm, I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 12 is her first appearance in the Hawkeye outfit.
Okay.
Or as Hawkeye, I guess.
So there's also a scene in the second Avengers full trailer, mm-hmm, of Hawkman. God, right. I always do that. Damn it. Hawkeye. Not Hawkman. Fuck.
I do that with Miracle Man and Mr. Miracle.
I even wrote Hawkman here. I've been saying that the entire time. Hawkeye. Excuse me. Training looks like a Kate Bishop because, mm-hmm, she's got brown, right, hair. So there's all these fan theories going around. They're like, no, it's his daughter. And they're like, no, it's Kate Bishop. Uh-huh. But if it's like, he looks so mad. And the rest of Avengers, like, he's got that big, you know, tattoo sleeve. And we all know that's why people get big tattoo sleeves is when they're mad.
Somebody has to die for you to get a tattoo.
Right. I mean, like, that's why I have them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Everyone died in my family. And I got lots of tattoos. It's just what you do. Yeah.
Well, they show him holding a picture of his family, too, and, like, sort of ruefully staring at it.
Yeah, he's sad.
You wouldn't do that if only one of those kids was dead. Yeah, the other one's just standing next to you. It's like, Dad?
You, like, rip the picture in half. Like, fuck these kids.
Dad, you going back to get some more tattoos? Because we're supposed to go to the baseball game, but I guess if you want to go get your sleeve filled out, you could do that, too.
Just gets one kid, crosses it out on his just tattoo.
Completely ignoring the other kid.
So, I mean, like, maybe he adopts, like, Kate Bishop into his family, and that's what, you know, he's like replacing his dead children with her.
Totally.
I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
As a superhero.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Maybe it's his niece or something?
Yeah.
Like the closest thing to family that he has
now?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. I mean, he's got to fill that void somehow.
What is she in the comics? Was she like a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent or something?
No, she's like a rich kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. And
I completely forgot her origin.
Yeah, and she's an archer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. A rich kid archer. And he basically kind of like adopts her and trains her in the comic as well. I just want them to do the Matt Fraction, David Aja. They just have to do it.
Just do that shot for shot.
It's so easy. Yeah. They have it all storyboarded for you. Mm-hmm. Just throw it in there. And that's when he trains her in that too.
Yeah.
So. And then eventually she could, whoever's playing her, she hasn't been cast yet or anything. So, well, in the other show. Well, she has.
Or they haven't announced it at least.
Yeah, because she's 16. The girl looks 16 in the trailer.
Okay.
Like, she looks very young. But they could, like, bump her age up in the show later on. I mean, who knows what the fuck they're going to do for Avengers.
Yeah, totally.
They could do a time jump, whatever. You know, they're going to use, we know they're going to use Doctor Strange's, you know, stone.
Yeah, the time stone. Yeah, they're going to have to use all those stones, man, if they want to beat Thanos.
Yeah, exactly.
He is scary.
He is
that
scary.
Guy is tough and mean.
He just kills people.
Yeah.
50% of the world.
Just beat up the Hulk right at the beginning.
Sure did.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's kind of messy. Like, that's bad odds if you have two kids and he wipes out 50% of the world and he gets both your kids. Like, fucking come on, man.
Yeah, that is.
She just got one. Like, mathematically. Man,
that
sucks.
Well... Yeah.
That means somebody else has two kids and then they wipes out half the population. They both just still have both their kids. Like, oh, tight. Thanks, Thanos. Ooh, my boss is dead, but both of my kids are still alive. This rules.
On New Comic Book Day this past week, Trump decided to use some unauthorized music in one of his campaign videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it belonged to The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh.
Again, by the way, he loves to steal music from The Dark Knight.
I mean, it is a very ominous, dramatic soundtrack.
Well, he also famously stole the speech from Bane as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which actually Bane delivered a lot better than Trump did. His
speech
was much
better.
It'd be
funny if he talked in the Bane voice.
It would be funny.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
You might get me on board.
That would be great. Yeah, he should do that. So Warner Brothers was real pissed about it, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. They immediately tweeted out that they had no association with Trump and they had not authorized it and immediately pulled the music from his video and just like cut the tweet. There's like a tweet, obviously. And Trump kept tweeting anyways, but they're like, you know, fuck you, basically.
Yeah.
This is not our video.
It's a tough time to be like the sound engineer for like a Republican politician. Because that happened with like the Bruce Springsteen. Like, I think Mitt Romney maybe tried to use Born in the USA. And Bruce Springsteen was like, oh, that's actually a protest song.
Yeah.
So you can't use that.
No.
I don't think. And Hart did it with Sarah Palin when she tried to use Barracuda.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, not at all.
You cannot use my music.
It actually belongs to us because we made it.
Yeah, and we are not supporting you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, we have a couple of things about some casting. Camille Nanjiani, is up for a lead as the lead Eternal guy. I don't know what his name
all
is.
Right.
For the new Marvel movie. While he looks nothing like He-Man, I think this is a perfect casting, and they should absolutely do it.
Yeah.
That would be super fun.
Yeah, that'd be
and
great.
I love him.
Is the Beyonder an Eternal?
No.
Ah, man.
He's a Celestial.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they should cast somebody to play. I want to play the Beyonder. That's a all-white denim just going around just being an a-hole to everyone all the time. That rule.
He might be in one of the Marvel movies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret Wars, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That's his whole thing.
That's going to be the next thing, I think. And Chloe Zhao is selected to direct.
Mm.
And she is along like a slew of women that are in the directing chair recently.
Yeah.
Anna Boden just directed Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Gina Prince Bicewood. No, Bicewood. I keep doing that. Is directing Silver and Black, which is the Black Cat movie.
Sweet.
Kathy Yan is taking on DC Birds of Prey. And then who started all of this? I guess this is like a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully
yeah.
it's not a trend. Patty Jenkins, who did Wonder Woman.
Yep.
So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All these women directors for once.
Yeah. And for like properties with like a female lead also.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty tight.
Totally. They're finally understanding.
Yeah.
yeah, that's the news this week.
Wow, all right.
That's a lot of news.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Everybody go see Hellboy this weekend. I know. It looked like visually I like it, but I mean from the clips that I've seen, I'm like a huge fan of the character and the franchise, but the way they're selling it where they're like, it's rated R.
It's
there's
super
so much
violent.
Gore. And it's like there's no gore really in the Hellboy comics.
No.
Like the deaths take place primarily like off screen and out of panel.
Yeah.
And it's like an introspective, like Hellboy's like a thoughtful character
yeah.
and like I don't know, man. He does fight monsters, and
yeah.
he does punch monsters in the face all
uh-huh.
the time, and that's fun.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not the main, I don't know.
They totally did the wrong thing to this movie.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping that they're advertising it like that because of the success of Deadpool, and that it's not actually that way, and that was the decision of, like, the PR firm.
No, everyone I know that saw it said it's terrible. It got 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, man.
They said it's completely soulless,
Jeez,
that it never should have been made.
The first two were so good.
I know. Well, they should have just kept it that way or
yeah,
had
true.
Him come back.
Yeah.
But they had this crappy director do it instead. And
yeah, they got like the Zack Snyder Jr.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, fantasy
yeah.
Zack Snyder.
And then like cartoon blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Like it's just a piece of crap.
Well,
from
guess
what
I will be pirating that
Me
illegally then.
Too. That's exactly what I said. I'm going to go see Shazam and Pet Sematary
yeah,
instead.
Sweet.
Because those both got great reviews. Sorry, Hellboy. Two thumbs down. Boo.
Well, I won't be seeing that.
Yeah. And on that note,
well,
I've been Jessica Balboni.
I'm Jesse Hitt.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.